is probably going in, probably the best it's felt, you know, the whole year. But that's just due with time, you know, and, you know, minimum reps during practice. So I think the thing that keeps me excited is knowing that I have the opportunity to start the off season strong instead of having a setback or anything which is supposed to, you know, limit me. You know, I'm happy to know right now I'll be going into the off season full speed and strong and you know, just try to do this all over again next year and hopefully be in a better situation as far as the team.
From what you've been told and what you know, there's no more surgeries needed?
Oh, no. Like, even when I had the injury to my knee, it wasn't nothing that was to do with the surgery that I had 2 years ago. It's just football. You know, you got a lot of guys that get injuries, and, you know, especially me being a wide receiver, you know, it limited me the whole season because, you know, I have to run, plant, cut, and jump. So, you know, something like that will really, you know, limit my ability out there on the field. But like I said, I'm finally happy to be to the point to where it is getting healthy and it's getting strong, and you know, I can approach the off season, you know, ready to, you know, do and have goals what I want to do for next year.
Does it take time to get your quarterback's confidence back again, knowing Jay to look for you first, make you an option that you...
I don't know. You know, I never believe in all that stuff and confidence. You know, if I figure, you know, I can make plays. You know, the way the league is, you could be with one quarterback 1 year, another quarterback the next. So, you know, confidence is a person that goes out there and you haven't done anything for them to have confidence in you. You know, but as far as I know, I'm out there, you know, I can make every catch, you know, I can make plays. So, you know, I'm not working on trying to get anybody's confidence because I'm confident in myself.
Finally, the one Christmas gift growing up as a kid that was most memorable, most near and dear to you?
My dog, Max.
What did you get him?
What did I get? My Christmas gift? Yeah. Or what did I get a Christmas gift from somebody else?
No, growing up, what was most meaningful to you?
When I got my dog, Max. He was a Cocker Spaniel, but he was feisty.
How old were you when you got him?
Maybe like 7 or 8.
7 or 8. Did you know? Was it a surprise? Or?
Yeah, it was a surprise. Dog came running in. I was like, who's this dog for? His name's Max.
You named him Max?
Max.
Why Max?
Because you remember the TV show with, who what's this guy? What's the guy's name? The guy from Lethal Weapon. What's his name?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson? Yeah. You remember the TV show Mad Max?
Yeah.
So I named him Max.
Juwan, they say that sometimes dogs reflect the personality of their owner. Is that true?
Probably so, the way my dog is. The way my dog is, he would bark at anything, so I guess I'll say anything. And then he'd just run around and have fun. So that's the way Max was.
Even though you guys are out of the playoffs, on a personal note, how eager are you to get out there and play a couple of games and play well to go into next season?
Oh, well, obviously, you know, I'm looking forward each and every week so far to go out and with my knee getting better, just to show that, like, you know, I'm still the same person. It's just the NFL, an injury that not to be concerned about. And, you know, right now I'm happy knowing that I can go into the offseason strong and healthy and just pick up where I left off last offseason. And, you know, that's what I'm excited about. You know, this wasn't like the feeling 2 years ago where going in, had to rehab and not sure what to expect, but I know what to expect, and I'm just looking forward to that.
There were other really good receivers ahead of Brandon for the Pro Bowl. It's hard to argue the guys who are there, but what kind of season has this kid had? What do you foresee for him?
I mean, you know what? When something happens to somebody in the league, it's somebody else's gain, and with an injury to me, it let him go out and show what he was capable of doing. And, you know, he proved it. Went out, I don't know, probably like 1,100-something yards, 6 touchdowns. So right now he's letting people know who he is and the type of plays he can make. So, you know, when the Pro Bowl and everything gets, you know, coming around again, you know, he'll be one of the guys mentioned to make it. Because, well, I'm going to be there, so regardless. So, you know, so he'll be one of the guys making it.
Are you concerned about your future here at all?
Oh, no. The only thing I'm concerned about is being healthy, which I know is on the right track. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to, and that's what I'm excited about. You know, missing a couple games, not having a good year. You know, I think when I was younger, it would probably affect me more. But now I'm just kind of like, okay, knowing that I'm still healthy, still being able to run like I can run, and longevity is what I'm looking forward to now.